This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Down from the glen came the marching men, with their shields and their swords, to fight the fight they believed to be right, overthrow the overlords. To the towns where there was plenty, they brought plunder, swords, and flame. When they left, the town was empty, and children would never play again.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling this Saturday, March 15th, 2025, at the home of Luciano De La Torre for one of the greatest St. Patrick's Day parties in history. Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's just about the middle of March, and in a couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating our seven-year itch. Since you're at a St. Patrick's Day party, you may be celebrating a burning sensation in about 7 days. So.
What is that supposed to mean, sir? My pants are on.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyways, we are at the home of Luciano De La Torre and Brian. As usual, just party off the chain, off the hook. Just before we went on, we had a bunch of gorgeous ladies enjoying some cocktails and some cigars. Anyways, we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Onondaga New York Fire Department, New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and those living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. Also, special shout-out to Mike Rakebrandt. He is not with us tonight. He's taking care of his mother. And then yesterday, I drove up to Onondaga, New York, to see my mother enjoy the St. Patrick's Day Parade at Onondaga, New York. Little Billy Keebler is already half in the bag. It was like two fire trucks, and the Emerald Society of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department was one bagpiper anyways. And then this morning I woke up with a well-deserved hangover and drove all the way down here for the party at Luciano's house. Anyways, as usual, first order of business is to remember those murdered in the law enforcement community. Fortunately for March 15th, we have no names to read off. Am I keeping you up, sir?
Yeah.
Sorry. This is the best time slot we could get. So, anyways, let's start off with some good news. I mean, the old saying goes, the hits keep on coming. First, the United States Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, the head of that, Lee Zeldin, came out and said that he cut 400 DEI programs, saving taxpayers $1.7 billion. That's ridiculous. Not for nothing. I mean, thank God we have DOE so we can audit this. I mean, how much DEI can you get for $1.7 billion? And you know, the purpose of EPA is to give us clean air, clean water, clean soil, and not DEI. And then the U.S. Department of Education this week told employees do not come to work on Wednesday because the building will be closed. And they're talking about laying off 50% of the personnel at the Department of Education, headed by former WWE CEO Linda McMahon. And then on the news, we heard even more good news. The U.S. Postal Service is looking to cut 10,000 people from the USPS. I mean, the advent of the email, the text, the Amazon, we have no we don't have a reason to have all of these letter carriers, and we really don't need to have 6.5 days of mail being delivered because, I mean, again, we're in the electronic age. Everybody has a supercomputer in their front pocket. Well, what say you about the these cuts that keep on coming?
Well, you know, the post office, we tried to cut back on personnel 15, 20 years ago. And for some reason, it didn't work. The targets were extremely small towns. You know, they have their own zip code. They have, you know, two postal workers in there sorting out mail and such. You know, we could shut down these buildings and put these postal workers into a bigger post office, you know, let's call it a county post office, you know, a centralized post office, instead of having one in every town. Bigger cities, yeah, you need your bigger post offices. But the rural places where there's more cows than people, you know, you don't need your own building. I believe that postal service worker could be better used in a larger facility, and the mail going to that facility. As far as the Board of Education goes, some people think that the Board of Education has been in existence for quite a long time. Why fix it? If it ain't broke. Well, it's broke, and it's been broke. More power to the teachers. You know, teachers have a tough job to do. However, the Board of Education, really, I don't know where they got their education from. I don't believe in my son learning Egyptian history when they're not teaching him how to write his name in script or cursive, as people call it these days, or working on decimals or fractions, things of that nature. So, the Board of Education needs to be flipped up on its side and see what falls out. And I believe a lot is going to drip from that flip. I was a poet and I didn't even know it.
Right.
Okay. Now, Doge is doing, a fantastic job. You know, audit the auditor. You know, it's like, you know, in New York City, they had the Internal Affairs Division, you know. But nobody was watching them. So, hey, it deserves a look. It always deserves a look. Don't take it for granted that everybody is doing the right thing, because, like I said last week's show, if it has human involvement, it's crooked.
Right, right. But one thing about the Department of Education, it seems like the more money we spend, the dumber our kids are becoming. And, you bring up a... Right, you bring up a good point. Like, I take my kids roller skating, and at the roller rink they have a release form for liability if you slip, fall, and get a couple of bumps, and you're supposed to print your name and sign your name. But my kids don't know how to sign their name. So I was like, what's going to happen in like 10, 15 years when we have to sign documents, tax forms, mortgage applications, all these legal documents, desk appearance ticket. For some of us, but and also, how many kids were lower income, middle class kids were able to go to private schools because through the Department of Education? Absolutely none. I mean, just and kudos to Donald Trump, because he told Linda McMahon, "Hey, put yourself out of a job," and that's what exactly needs to be done. Before Jimmy Carter started the Department of Education, we had some of the best public school systems on the entire planet. But again, these people just muck everything up, and it's like a gigantic a gigantic echo chamber, because everybody here in D.C., which I unfortunately live, everybody thinks they do the work of God, and that they're just so important that their job cannot go away. Well, guess what? The Department of Education shut down business on Wednesday, and kids still went to school. So, anyways, that's that's what's going on with the Department of Education and everybody else. And you know, everybody's worried, and you know, they think that, again, they walk across the Potomac, and that anybody that doesn't live outside of Interstate 495, commonly known as the Beltway, is just a second class citizen. Any final words about the cuts coming up?
Keep them coming. You know, a lot of Republican people that voted for Trump in November are losing their jobs. However, you know, blind men can see this coming.
Right. And, I mean, the government's too big, and you know, Donald Trump's going to save this country. Anyways, we come back. We got more good news concerning Black Lives Matter Plaza. Also, poor Hunter Biden might have to get a real job, and Anthony Cumia comes out swinging. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
How do you know your child loves you?
When he calls and he says, Dad, why don't we go fishing? Just very simple, but it really counts.
They make a song up, and they come into our bedroom and say, we made a song, and will you listen to
it? Our next oldest daughter came to me with tears in her eyes, and she said, Daddy, I just thank you for coming home every night when we were growing up.
My son does the nicest things. When he's playing outside, he'll come in and just give me a hug and run right back outside.
My daughter goes to the same high school that I'm the registrar at, and I'll go into my office after the bell has rung, and there's a note on my desk. And it'll usually say, Mom, I love you. I'm thinking about you.
And I think of my boy that we finally got him through graduation, and he came up to me and said, I made it. Thanks.
Family, isn't it about time?
That's all I said. And that meant everything to me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Danila's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
Hey, we are back, 75 Radio, March 15th, 2025, with Scoop Stan and Walter Yerkew. This portion is sponsored by MammothNation.com. It's MammothNation.com. Check out 75 Radio. Click on Mammoth Nation to get yourself a subscription. You can put a little change in our pocket. And just to make things clear, James Edwards said, I was staring at Danella's Instagram account. Negative. I was texting the 75 Radio spokesmodel, and she was texting, please stop, leave me alone. Anyways, moving right along, some even more good news. I mean, thank God for Donald Trump, because, I mean, I was sick and tired of doing 4 years of just bad, awful news. Anyways, Black Lives Matter Plaza, located at 16th Street Northwest in Washington, D.C., just outside the north entrance of the White House. The Black Lives Matter Plaza, with the big, ugly yellow lettering, is no more. This week, road crews from the District of Columbia government removed the lettering from Black Lives Matter Plaza because Congressman from Georgia, Andrew Clyde, a Republican from Georgia, introduced a bill in Congress to withhold money to D.C. unless Black Lives Matter Plaza is removed from the city streets. And to me, I couldn't be happier as someone that does drive in the District of Columbia. driving on 16th Street Northwest once in a while. It's just an eyesore, number one. Number two, Black Lives Matter is just a it has a notoriety of being a fraudulent charity. Number three, you know, put out a false narrative that unarmed black guys, unarmed black men, are being shot and killed by police, when the majority of people shot and killed by police that are unarmed happen to be white men. So it's just an absolute scam. It's just divide the people. DC has a lot more to worry about other than Black Lives Matter Plaza. The most dangerous neighborhood in DC is the black neighborhoods, especially in the Anacostia section, Berry Farm section in Southeast Washington DC. So kudos for Representative Clyde for putting this up and getting this eyesore of a phrase out of the District of Columbia. And what's funny is that Muriel Bowser was mayor of D.C. in 2020 when George Floyd expired, and the city was burning and just total chaos. People had to have that had business in D.C., that worked in D.C., such as yours truly, had to have a piece of paper that's saying they're essential employees. So kudos for that. Hopefully the people of the district vote her out, but they won't. And instead of Black Lives Matter Plaza, the mayor is going to have kids from the D.C. public schools paint a mural. Golly knows what that's going to look like. Well, what say you about no more Black Lives Matter Plaza?
Well, there should be no more Black Lives Matter incorporated at all. You know, wherever they're getting their funding from, it needs to stop. They're living the high life off of the skin of the African-American, especially the African-American males that, you know, do lose their lives, whether it's, you know, in the hood or you know, other places, but mostly in the hood. They're killing each other. That's where they need to target a movement, you know, not in front of the whole world. Target that movement. And make some headway with it. You know, don't just collect the money and buy a mansion and, you know, a new SUV, and then go out and when an unfortunate incident happens between races, go out and yell Black Lives Matter and all that. Not, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's an Al Sharpton show. And, you know, he hasn't paid his taxes either, but he flies around in private jets and such. So, you know, Martin Luther King would be rolling over in his grave over this nonsense, and I believe he is. So whatever they're trying to stand up for, it's all about green, not black.
Right. But some good news about Black Lives Matter Plaza was that the organization is $9 million in debt because people saw the shenanigans, saw that they're buying houses, saw that they're living high on the hog, and nothing's being done for these poor people. Mm-hmm. And Luciano just came out and saw me, started laughing. So they're in debt. Thankfully, hopefully they go bankrupt and they help absolutely nobody. And what kills me is that there's a protest in the 7th district in D.C., the 7th police district. A cop's officer discharged his weapons with a kid running with a gun in his hand and refused to stop and drop the weapon. So these people converged on the 7th District in D.C., which is on Alabama Avenue Southeast, in the middle of the gates of hell. And there's a ton of white people there. I'm like, okay, are these white, you know, these goody-two-shoe white people will be at this protest in the 7th District. But guess what? Soon as they the protest is over, they're getting the hell out of the 7th District. They have no business to be in the 7th District unless they're purchasing narcotics. As Walter, you and I both know that, you know, people that look like that, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing in neighborhoods like those. So, anyways, that's all I got to say about that. Any final words about Black Lives Matter Plaza?
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Hey, why is it like some of these people, when a black person passes away, they say rest in power? I mean, just rest in it's been rest in peace for hundreds of years, not rest in power. Anyways, I digress. Oh, that
sticks and stones, man. Sticks and stones.
Right. But anyways, even more good news. Man, we're just rolling along.
Okay, you want these things with, you know, the black power and all this stuff. You know that high school girl that clunked the other high school girl in the head with the baton last week. And gave her a concussion. You know, that's all over the news lately. The girl said, oh, it was an accident. I was falling backwards, and I was trying to keep my balance. Ain't no way. The girl passed you, flew by you, and you had a cracker in the back of the head. Well, you know, now she's arrested for assault and battery. All right? And it's a black-on-black thing. All right? But they don't, you know, the people in the black community that are up in arms about this are saying this is not good for the black community. Okay? Well, it happens. You know, it's not I'm for or against what the girl did. I'm neutral. I'm staying out of it. I saw what I saw. Don't tell me what I saw that didn't happen. It happened. Now, let the laws handle it. Okay? But got to have, a freaking party over it, and I don't mean a happy party. It's got to be a circus anytime there's an incident like this. And it just takes up too much time and money, and it confuses more narratives of stories, you know, that you just want to fit. And, you know, it sucks. And enough of the rhetoric. Enough of the narratives. Let the law handle this. All right. You know, high school baseball, you know, a batter pisses off a pitcher on the other side. The pitcher throws a ball at him. OK, guy takes first base. You know, it hits him in the head, still takes first base. You know, the police aren't called. So, you know, these are two stupid kids. You know, one stupid kid did a stupid thing. But my thing is that they lied about it. That's my issue. So
right.
It is what it is. Let whomever handle it.
Right. And I didn't want to. I heard about it, and I really don't care about it because we got other bigger fish to fry.
And thanks to Mr. Trump. And thanks to Mr. Trump, that girl's lucky she didn't hit a dude in the back of the head because he would have stopped and crap at her.
Right. Yeah. So that's another thing. Like, you know, kids getting a fisticuffs. Then what? My youngest kids, did assessments for flag football. And guess what? In this league, particular league, they got the boys playing with the boys and the girls playing with the girls. No training on that foolishness because, you know, it's separated by gender, thankfully. But, the news, that's another thing about mainstream media. They go after, you know, they'd rather push this a story about some girl upset, hit another girl in the head, which they shouldn't do, and, you know, police are called, and then, you know, courts will take care of it. Meanwhile, again, there's just so much other stuff going on here. But now, luckily, the tide is turning, and so they don't want to report, like, nobody's trying to sneak in over the border. Trump's playing hardball with terrorists to get the car manufacturing jobs back in the U.S. Interest rates coming down, you know, so on and so forth. They don't want to do that. They'd rather push this narrative about some violent schoolgirl. But anyways, that's all I got to say about that. So, hey, right. Moving right along. Our next good story. Hunter Biden might have to get himself a job. Back when his father was the sitting U.S. president, he was able to sell his childlike artwork where he took a straw and blew paint on a canvas. Literally, blew paint on a canvas. Anyways, he's going to have to start looking for a job. And when we come back, we'll talk about Hunter Biden, Anthony Cumia, and other people who want to be podcasters. Also, we'll talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 758 on Liberty News Radio Network. Hey!
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump signing into law a bill funding the government through the end of September. Here's Bob Agnew.
A major victory for President Trump. The Saturday signing put an end to the threat of a partial government shutdown. It also capped off a struggle in Congress that deeply divided Democrats. The bill largely keeps government funding at levels set during Joe Biden's presidency, though with some changes. It trims non-defense spending by about $13 billion from the previous year and increases defense spending by about $6 billion. The Senate cleared the legislation on Friday with a 54-46 party line vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
It has been a rough 24 hours weather-wise, and it's not going to get any better overnight. So far, twisters and strong winds claiming the lives of at least 26 people in the Midwest. Forecasters say it likely will be another rough night of heavy storms and tornadoes. Also at townhall.com, the United States blasting Houthi rebel sites in Yemen.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels say a series of airstrikes have hit Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Images online show plumes of black smoke over Sana'a's airport complex, which includes a military facility. President Donald Trump says he ordered the airstrikes, which come a few days after the Houthis said they'd resume attacks on Israeli vessels sailing in waters off Yemen in response to Israel's blockade of Gaza. In a social media post, Trump says no terrorist force will stop American commercial and naval vessels from freely sailing the waterways of the world. I'm Donna Water.
Well, the FBI and the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency warning email users against a dangerous ransomware scheme. Officials warn the ransomware as a service software called MedUSA has been used to conduct ransomware for several years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and
hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Cybercrime is exploding. Take Sarah from Sweet Delights, whose world crumbled after having to close with not being able to bounce back. Small businesses are prime targets, but the right strategies can keep yours safe. Jay Hill, CEO of Network Providers, has co-authored The Cyber Playbook Simplifies Cybersecurity for Business Owners with Strategies to Avoid Costly Breaches and Fines, Build a Strong Cyber Attack Response, Secure Your Business with Key Protections. Cyber threats aren't slowing down, but you can stay ahead. Protect your business. Ensure its security for tomorrow. Get the Cyber Playbook today at networkprovidersinc.com/cyber-playbook or call 385-446-5500 now.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times.
NewYorkTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out at 7-5radio.org. The number 7-5radio.org. If I sound a little winded, it's because I am. During the news break, I had to run in these facilities, and I had to run downstairs, use a bathroom in the basement, then I run back up to make it back on time. Anyways, Hunter Biden is having a run of bad luck. He was a world-famous artist by blowing paint on a canvas, something like a mentally challenged child would do. And he was selling these works of art for $50,000 and change, and they were going like hotcakes. But for some strange reason, since his father's no longer president, he not only is he not getting $50,000 per painting, he gets about $30,000 per painting, and he only sold one recently. And then he wrote an autobiography about what a great guy he is, and he you know, how he went through life, you know, it's hard being a son of a senator and going to the best schools and working for Burisma or whatever, and nobody seems to be buying his autobiography, which is strange. But you know, who wants to buy an autobiography about a kid who was born a silver spoon in his mouth and needs a different kind of spoon with a different type of product? But anyways, Hunter Biden can't afford legal fees for a lawsuit against a gentleman named Garrett Ziegler, who released the information on the laptop from hell, which was not Russian disinformation, but in fact, the personal property of Hunter Biden he abandoned at a computer repair shop. But it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. This guy's just been a total piece of work. Selling out America to the highest bidder. You know, if his father was like Donald Trump or had money from doing something in the private industry, I could care less. But, you know, your father's a president. You're selling out this country. You're acting as a foreign agent. You're getting $80,000 a year working in the gas and energy industry. You have no experience in the gas and energy industry. Your father gets you in the Navy Reserves, and you get discharged for popping on a piss test. And surprisingly, the world's greatest law enforcement agencies, the FBI and U.S. Secret Service, could not determine where that baggie of cocaine in the White House came from, which is very interesting. Well, what say you about Hunter Biden having some money woes?
Well, you know, I think it's just a front. You know, maybe I'm not a conspiracy guy or anything like that, but all that money that he got on behalf of the big guy, from China and then from Moscow, it's somewhere. And I think this is a diversion so they can get their grimy paws on it somehow, some way. It's in a place or in such buried in such kind of paperwork that they just can't go ahead and access it because they'll end up in federal prison if they do. So I think this is just a smokescreen. I think it's a bunch of nonsense. He's not going to get a job. We know he's not going to get a job, you know, especially as a drug dealer because he leaves his drugs all around the White House. now he's to God knows where he's leaving is dope. I don't think there's a dealer that would front him any product to make money. So, you know, it just, it's a waste, you know, he's a penny waste. He's always been a penny waste. you know, and I don't really care.
Right. Oh, you know, it's like J.B. Gunner says, karma has no end date, so what goes around comes around, so we'll fight. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, we've seen that there is, you know, a two-tier justice system, one for, like, people like you and me and President Donald Trump, and one for the Biden family and all of his cronies, including General Mike Milley, Anthony Fauci, so on and so forth. But hopefully he gets, you know, he just goes away. I foresee him making the news one way or another. Anyways. Moving right along, this show is just flying. Radio legend Anthony Cumia made his return to terrestrial radio on Sunday on 77 WABC. I'm a huge fan of Anthony Cumia and the Opening Anthony Show. This show is kind of based on Opening Anthony, you know, two guys talking a lot of trash, being funny and being honest. A lot of Cumia's viewpoints I definitely agree with, you know, especially the First and the Second Amendment. So anyways, he came out on Sunday and he was just loaded for bear. He talked about the Epstein file, what a disaster that was. He talked about who's running the country, you know, because everybody says like Elon Musk is running the country, and then at the same time they're saying, "Well, Trump and Musk are getting a divorce." He also gave kudos to legendary Bob Grant, who inspired generations of talk radio personality, including yours truly, and just absolutely just killed it. He also he talked about podcasting. Everybody has a podcast, including us. But our podcast consists of the archives from this radio show you're listening to right here, right now. But I was very, very impressed with Cumia. He was funny. He was entertaining. And it's, you know, Anthony Cumia doing what he does best. And he has no formal education in terms of broadcasting. He just, Greg Opie Hughes had him come on WABAB in Long Island about 30 years ago, and he sung a parody song about O.J. Simpson, and he kept coming back, and you know, and then he made it, and but he brought up the fact that podcasting, everybody has you can get podcasts in a box, and which I particularly don't care for because everybody's got these huge honking microphones, look like a phallus symbol. And I'm like, enough. And he also gave kudos to radio, which, you know, industry I love because, you know, I talk about doing the show naked or doing it at the nudist resort. But guess what? There's no pictures. And there's no big honking microphone. It looks like I'm in my face. So I was really impressed with Anthony Cumia, and look forward to Anthony just bringing back radio, because radio is in trouble with podcasting, number one, and then with all these program managers, station managers, program directors, telling the talent they can't say certain things, they can't mention certain things. If they go a little bit beyond the outside the lines, they're done. And years ago, you had personalities that they'd you know, rally to that person that just got fired. But guess what? Nowadays, it's just a cutthroat business. And as somebody gets fired, everybody's firing up the computers and getting the resumes to that station that just fired some talent. And it just, you know, it's just absolutely sickening, because I've been in this business for a long, long time, and, you know, I'm considering myself very lucky that I did find James Edwards and the Political Cesspool and Libby News Radio and Walter and everybody else. But anyways, bravo to Anthony Cumia for a job well done. Walt, what say you about Anthony Cumia triumphant return to radio?
Well, you know, I can't add much more than what you already just said about it, you know. You know, he's been gone for, you know, quite a bit of time, and I think it's going to be refreshing to have him back in the airwaves. Like I said, not much more I could add.
Right. And speaking of rotten podcasts, two famous people came out with podcasts. Governor Gavin Newsom and Big Mike herself, Michelle Obama. It's really perplexing. Again, like I said before, everybody's got a podcast. We got a podcast. Michelle Obama's got a podcast. The governor of California's got a podcast. And my thing is, like, you know, governor, your state's falling apart. You know, why have a podcast? Why don't you just, run the state, close the border, fix the roads, stop spending so much gosh darn money on garbage, get rid of the millionaire's tax. And then you had Michelle Obama and her brother, who might be a member of the Alphabet Mafia, and talk about God knows what. Yeah, who the hell wants to listen to a former first lady who didn't like America? And anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about these crappy podcasts and St. Patrick's Day. This is Sinfire Radio on Libby News Radio Network.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to
hear
that.
You actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. Scoop Stan and Walter Yurkow on this 15th of March, the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. I am at the home of Luciano De La Torre, where it's just getting down. But, of course, I'm sitting by myself. Anyways, during those very important commercials, I was looking at the Instagram account of our spokesmodel, 7-5 Radio spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at Danella Rodriguez with an S dot model. Anyways, Big Mike Obama and her brother have a podcast, and Mark Dice just absolutely eviscerated her. They had a podcast where one of the topics was hot dogs. Is it a sandwich or not? I'm like, wow. Michelle Obama and her brother, who may or may not be part of the Alphabet Mafia, talking about hot dogs. I'm like, oh, boy, really? So, anyways, I think, obviously Gavin Newsom is running for president in 2028. And possibly Michelle Obama is also running. That's why she's got a podcast with her brother. which is not interesting and not very popular, even though it's the former first lady. Well, what say you about these new podcast stars?
Well, you know, since Joe Rogan, you know, became the go-to guy in the fall with his podcast, and, you know, Chameleon wouldn't go on, but Trump and Vance did, you know, total 6 hours, you know, with three on each show. You know, it's the way to reach America. Now, Joe Rogan talks about everything from A to Z, okay? There isn't a topic he won't talk about. Michelle Obama is more, you know, chit-chatting with her brother about inside family business, you know, personal stuff. You know, like she buys her shoes, you know, at the men's department, and they're two sizes bigger than Barry's shoe size. And, you know, stuff like that. You know, I don't care. You know, I don't care how goofy they think they are, you know, behind closed doors and reveal it on their podcast. Nobody gives a flying flip. And as far as Newsom, you know, the guy's nothing but a used car salesman trying to sell real estate, period. And, you know, I think both of those occupations are bottom feeders. So, you know, right next to lawyers and politicians. And yeah, he talks with his hands. Was it 2 months ago, you know, or a month ago, he did that thing with his shoulders, you know, swaying his shoulders up and down, and now with the hand gestures and he doesn't say anything, you know, how great things are, how wonderful things are, how good they're going to be, and how they're going to build, you know, LA and California, how wonderful it's going to be, and you know, they're trying to become popular in a popular medium, okay, that has been popular for many, many years, and Donald Trump used it.
Right.
That's why they're getting in. You know, Barron Trump, the kid, he ain't a kid no more. You know, the young man, you know, pushed his father into the White House because he knew what he was talking about. So these other people are jumping on the bandwagon, and you know what? They're going to fail. They're going to fail because we didn't like to see Michelle Obama occasionally when she was first lady. We certainly don't want to see her every day. And Newsom, nobody wants to see him at all. That's why he does, when he goes out to restaurants, you know, it's in a dark restaurant where nobody can see him, because nobody wants to see him, and nobody wants to see him anymore. You know, they're both, like you said, you know, Newsom is the shoe-in to throw his hat in the ring for a White House bid in 28. Michelle, you know, of course she'll have Oprah and that freaking crew, you know, if she throws her hat in the ring, you know, she'll end up like the Chameleon in 2020, you know, drop out after the first debate because nothing.
Right.
So it's not going to be pretty. They are going to throw people at the White House like the Republicans did, you know, with McCain and Romney. You know, we were just throwing people at the White House because we didn't have, you know, there wasn't anybody. Right. And that's what they're going to be doing. That's what they're going to do, just like they threw Chameleon at the White House. You know, it's I don't care how close you think the race is going to be, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. And if the Democrats, well, I'm not even going to give them a tip. The hell with them.
Right. Yes. Yeah, why give them a tip? They screwed this country up for 60, 70 years now. But anyways, so, you know, I watched the Newsom's podcast with Michael Savage because I love Michael Savage. And he was just sitting there just spewing like garbage. He's like Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan and Governor Cuomo of New York. Just full of crap. But anyways, to turn out the lights. But anyways, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and Luciano, turn off the lights, but St. Patrick was born in England. He immigrated to Ireland. He is, I guess he's an immigrant, and then he drove the, not only did he drive the snakes out, but he created his own version of purgatory. So this St. Patrick's Day, I went up to Yanadasis, saw little Billy Keebler driving the fire truck, wobbling all over the main street, and about 2,000 drunks. Hanging out with the Pop Stanton, my brother up there. Got really silly up there, and then I had to drive 8 hours down here to Luciano's house. Got silly. But anyways, since unfortunately Danella couldn't make it out tonight for whatever reason, so she could not verify if I did or did not wear paint my nipples green. If you go on the Facebook page for 75 Radio, there's a outfit that Walter alleges that I wore to the party tonight. But anyways, it's been a great weekend. Tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to sleep because it's just 16 hours of driving and, you know, partying and having a good old time. It wears out on me, but it's, I'm glad I did it. Well, any thoughts on St. Patrick's Day or my outfit?
Yeah. At your little party, you know, I know it's slowing down, and I'm sure you've picked up a lovely lady dressed in green to spend some after hours with. But just remember this, my friend. When that green comes off, if there's green underneath, don't touch it.
What? Underneath what? Me or the alleged lady I accompanied?
Underneath the green outfit, if there's still green, don't touch it.
I gotcha. But anyways, when as soon as I fired up the old computer, everybody went inside. Oh, well, but anyways, I had a great time. I can't thank Luciano enough for his hospitality, for doing the show out here. And I just wish Danella could make it. I did see Alessandra Griffith, who's Ed Humor's here, but he didn't want to come on the nobody want to come on the show tonight. Also, we hope Mike's mom, Mrs. Rake Brand, she's feeling under the weather. Mike's taking care of family business. I said, go take care of mom. And so anyways, we got 7 years coming up. God almighty. Can you believe we've been doing this for 7 years?
No.
No? Are you excited about our seven year anniversary?
Oh yeah.
You don't sound too excited. But also I got big news April 1st. I'll put that out when the first rolls around. Also, coming up next Friday, Alessandra's boyfriend's a band, Under the Covers, which is a really, really tight band. They play music from the 80s and 90s. They'll be playing at a place called Ned Devine's in Herndon, Virginia. Huge crowd going up there. If you're in the DMV, go see Under the Covers at Ned Devine. I'm going to be there. Ed's going to be there. Alessandra's going to be there. A whole bunch of people are going to be there. And since it's a Friday, I will not be doing 7-5 Radio because we do it on Saturdays, not Fridays. And when we did the after party broadcast at Town's Watch Bar, I told the band, I was like, hey, listen, if we do another gig together, listen, you guys need to take a break from 10:06 to 10:58. And they said, okay. But anyways, but just a really, really good band. It's a really good time. But unfortunately, they don't play any Allman Brothers Band music, so which is a letdown, or the Rolling Stones, or music from my parents' generation. But anyways, well, last couple seconds, you got anything you want to put out?
No, just another shout out to our friend Mike and his family. Hope she has a speedy recovery, and Mike, hang in there.
Right, right. Because Mike, you're part of this family. What else we got going on? We got April 1st coming on, our 7th anniversary show. And for some reason, unlike last year, we couldn't, you know, everybody's got things got to do. But anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop standing. Reminder, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. See you next week.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.